Good afternoon, everybody. It's good to have you with us today for a short devotional. Just outside Tozer's house here, and it's pretty unlikely that he's going to give us peace to do a devotional, but he's in the background there. Some people like to see him, and I thought just from Tozer's house, I would just read a devotional that I read a while ago by A.W. Tozer, the great preacher from Chicago. Trust this will challenge your heart as it challenged mine. It's based on the book of Matthew, chapter 24, verses 50 and 51. The Lord of that servant shall come and appoint him his portion with the hypocrites. And the thought that Mr. Tozer brought was this: feeling right is not the same as being right. Feeling right is not the same as being right. The reality is, in the Christian life, we must deal with facts rather than feelings. And just because a person feels right does not necessarily mean that they are right. And so I read this devotional message from A.W. Tozer. It appears that too many Christians want to enjoy the thrill of feeling right, but are not willing to endure the inconvenience of being right. The glaring disparity between theology and practice among professing Christians is a more destructive evil in its effect upon the Christian religion than communism, Romanism, and liberalism combined. So wide is the gulf that separates theory and practice in the church that an inquiring stranger who chances upon both would scarcely dream that there was any relation between them. An intelligent observer of our human scene who heard the Sunday morning sermon and later watched the Sunday afternoon conduct of those who had heard it would conclude that he had been examining two distinct and contrary religions. Christians habitually weep and pray over a beautiful truth, only to draw back from that same truth when it comes to a difficult job of putting it into practice. The average church simply does not dare to check its practices against biblical principles. It tolerates things that are diametrically opposed to the will of God. This can be explained only by assuming a lack of integration in the religious personality. The mind can approve and the emotions enjoy, while the will drags its feet and refuses to go along. And since Christ makes his appeal directly to the will, are we not justified in wondering whether or not these divided souls have ever made a true commitment to the Lord? Mr. Tozer pointing out the difference between theory and practice, and he talks about the glaring disparity between theology and practice. Beloved, if we could only get what's in our heads into our hearts, it would make all the difference in the world, in our Christianity, and in our relationship with Jesus Christ. Perhaps the biggest problem in church circles today is the disparity between theory and practice, between truth that's in our heads and truth that's in our hearts. Let us not be hypocrites. Let us not be like stage players, but let us be the real thing. And let us put our theology into practice. And let's get what's in our heads into our hearts. Tozer's test on the sanctification here, so I will love yous and leave yous and get this dog something to eat. I'll see you next time, and let's practice what we believe. God bless you, and thanks for listening.